Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe.
How did you find the two photos of Bananarama?
Someone sent that to me. Someone sent it to me and asked the same question. Who are these women? I was like, shit, I don't know.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. They're still looking fine. Yes. At what, 50 yes. years old? 50 plus?
57.
Damn.
I know.
I'm your Venus.
Yes.
I'm your desire. Something. How does it go?
God, I'm your Venus. I'm the fire in your desire.
Yeah.
There it is. I know. Okay. I had to walk
it's
myself.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting right. stuff right.
You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry.
Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch? What? Go on.
I'm going to try to crossfade it up here, Jay. Don't. Oh, there we go. All right. Gotta love the rolling opens now. We're just chatting it up, and I hit record, and then I'm like, all right, here comes the open.
Bananarama,
a trio of smoking hot Brits. Yeah.
Yes. 60 years old, by the way.
60! Yeah, yes, ladies! 60. Menopause is in the house.
God, were they hot. They're still on. But
would you rather have a drunken night with Bananarama or the Spice Girls?
Oh,
in their prime.
So Bananarama.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I never was a Spice Girl fan. So even though the one that I did like was the one that was not the most... 40 Spice always did it for me. I don't know what that says about me, but there you go.
Was it racist that they made Scary Spice the black girl? That she had to be scary.
I'm not saying anything.
You're not saying anything. You're not saying anything, but you just, you be the judge. All right, Jay.
That's right. You be the judge.
How are we doing? I am watching right now the Padres and the Phillies 7-4 right now as they are in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Yankees Astros. Top of the first.
Okay, so that game has started. We've got overlap, and so it is on. The Padres-Phillies game featured something that's never happened in the 128 years of professional baseball in America. Is that the number, by the way, 128 years?
We'll go with that.
Okay, I'll look it up while we talk here. But we had brother-on-brother crime in the postseason. I think it's happened regular season, but it's never been a postseason thing. As the Nola brothers squared off against each other, and the younger brother Nola got a hit off of the older brother Nola as Papa Nola and Mama Bear Nola watched on.
I'm going to say that because I'm going through my baseball Rolodex, and every brother combo that I can think of were infielders or pitchers.
Right. They never were position player and pitcher.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone right offhand.
Yeah. And and that said, you know, the dad was wearing the Phillies outer jersey with the Padres hat. And I don't know if you saw this or if you were getting off of work and driving home, but when Austin Nola got the big hit that broke up in the 7-run inning, his dad just sat there stoic faced. Mom was happy. Mom was clapping and then turns to high five the dad, and the dad
he shook her off.
He didn't know what to do. It's not that he shook her off. He was there just like a zombie. And I think that's because dads realize that when you're the starting pitcher and you're battling in that moment, that's the whole battle right there. You got to lean that way at least.
I don't know about that one. Okay.
No?
No.
So why then? So how should the dad have played it?
Stood up and cheered for his son.
And what, rip off his Phillies jersey? Should he have even been wearing the Phillies jersey in the first place in San Diego?
Go neutral. What? Dad's kind of a dick.
Wow, you're ruling against dad.
Yes, go neutral. Go neutral.
Okay, all right. It was a great moment, though. And, I mean, this game has been fantastic because electric crowd, a city starved for some kind of sports excitement, had their football team ripped from them. Long ago had their basketball team, the Clippers, ripped from them. And, you know, they got a loaded team that almost missed the playoffs, and now they're on the verge of going to the World Series. And so it's a super exciting atmosphere. It is a San Diego Chamber of Commerce day. Dappled sunlight coming in for the late afternoon start. Super slow motion of Juan Soto ripping a double to right. It is chef's kiss, aesthetic sports. Mwah! Perfection.
I'm sorry. I can't feel bad for San Diego because every day it's 84.
Not even that hot. I think it's more like a comfortable ocean breezes 70-something.
I mean, it's the perfect city. So,
and yet, look at who they're going against. The most trash city there is. No offense to my friends. Nathan Nye, I know you're listening up there in Philly. Nathan's coming with me to Scotland next summer for our golf trip of a lifetime that's been 3 years delayed. I love you, brother. I've got family in Philly, but this is part of my shtick, ripping your city. He's probably like, yeah, that's fine. Bring it on. We don't care. We're Philadelphia, man.
Is your buddy from Houston coming on?
Scotty Shirey?
Is that his name?
Yeah. Do you want to live call him right now? I asked him for. What do you mean no?
No, I just know. I just didn't know if he was coming on to talk Houston Astro baseball about the series. No.
Oh, because you know, I asked him today. I said, "Hey Scott, could I get a chart, the compare contrast of the Yankees cheating versus the Astros cheating?" and just go down. And people thought I was trolling on the text thread I was on. I go, no. I seriously want one of those infographics. Like, basically, you know, admitted it. Astros, yes. Yankees, no. Technology in use for cheating. Yankees, Apple Watch. Astros, trash can. Penalties. Astros death penalty, Yankees slap on the wrist, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Push.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Push. Exactly. All right. I'm calling him right now. Hold on, Jay. Hold on, Jay. You probably can't hear me here. Hold on a second. Then let's see if he's home right now. Come on.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You are looking live, Jay, at Houston Scotty. Notorious J-A-Y wanted you on the podcast right now. Say hello.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hello, Scotty.
Have you guys ever been on together?
Never.
Okay. I love that you guys are on together because, Scott, you love baseball, and Jay, you love baseball. You both love baseball. So we can have a good baseball discussion between us. I was just telling Jay how I wanted a quick cheat sheet on the cheating between the Crankies and your Astros. Yes. And you said it was just murky. It was complicated. There is no simple answer to it because basically baseball shut down any investigation of the Yankees once.
I'm sorry. Can you hang on 1 second?
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What just happened?
I'm
watching the Padres game.
Am I allowed to talk about it? I don't know what's the podcast.
Yes, fuck yeah. Any accounts or descriptions of this game without Verlander, express written consent of Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited, right, Jay?
Verlander got the K on Donaldson on a beautiful little curveball sinking right in there, and a swinging strike. So that settles up the first half of the inning.
All right. So
can I say I hate Justin Verlander, and when I say hate, I'm really envious. He's almost 40. He throws 95, and he fucking Kate Upton. Doesn't get any better than that. I don't think so.
Yeah, that checks all the boxes, I believe, if I'm looking on the scorecard. Yes,
it's pretty strong. But every morning,
I don't hate him.
Every morning, Jay.
No, I know, Jay.
Every morning, Jay, he wakes up and says, Kate Upton again. All right. Well, it's Tuesday. Just a little bit more. Just a little tiny bit more. All right, so Scotty, you're watching the game tonight in your home living room. Okay.
Yes.
Are you planning on going?
I'm actually in the Scotty Dome with three televisions kicking right now. Screen center is the Astros. Screen right is the Phillies in San Diego. Screen left is always the Golf Channel. So there you go.
Okay. Are you planning on going to any of the games?
So we have tickets for when they come back to Houston, if it goes to a game six. We have those tickets, and we are probably going to go tomorrow night. My lovely bride, Martina, has a hookup with the tickets, so we will probably be going tomorrow night. Mm. But we will be going to the ballpark on Saturday, Sunday.
For the watch party?
And Monday for the watch party at the ballpark to sit in our seats that we sit in when we go on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Jay, where do you stand, Jay, on watch parties?
Wait a minute. So you go to the Minute Maid to watch the game, which is being played somewhere else.
Yes.
And you Yankee pay Stadium. Money for that.
No, actually,
I don't get
free
it.
Tickets.
No, I've never gotten
that.
Free tickets, but the helmet of nachos does cost.
The helmet of nachos, the rally nachos out of the helmet are absolutely in effect.
God, I love
those. And they are 2-0. They are 2-0. So.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I'm blooming. So is it a freebie or you got to pay money to get in? I don't
know. No, it's free to get in, probably costs to park.
You have to quote unquote purchase the tickets, but there's no purchase cost, if that makes sense. You get sent an email. I'm not going to go into all details, but you just reserve your seat because they have a set number of seats that you can be at. And so when they got the email day before yesterday, I went in and said, I'll take all three games just to go ahead and reserve our spots, because the biggest regret I had from 2017 was not going to Los Angeles, but for game seven, not reserving our tickets, quote unquote, for the ballpark to sit with all of our folks that we normally go with to watch the game there live with the people that we go with on the regular basis. And I missed that. We were sitting at home with it. It was a huge regret of mine, because it was hell of a party after that game was over.
Because you can't get into a fight, Jay, with a white trash Yankee fan chick if you're in your living room. That's why you need
Fair
to go
enough.
To the ballpark.
Fair enough.
So Jay, I think you and Scotty have a bond in mutual hatred of the Yankees, you being a lifelong Oriole fan.
Yeah, but as I told you, my dad is I told you, we got a satellite dish in the 80s so he could get Yankee games.
No way.
So I grew up hated the Yankees, but I grew up reading Yankee magazines because I like to read. So I hate them with all my heart, but I respect those fucking bastards. Those Yankee bastards.
Them when you Yankee bastards coming to Houston,
that's right.
You tell them sons of bitches I had never... Goddamn, that was funny as hell. And I believe
still
that Seinfeld... I believe that Seinfeld was back when the Astros were in the other league.
Yes, it was.
Yes, the Astros were in National League then. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
That's why they. That's why the bit worked. It's like you tell them no Yankee bastards ever to come to Houston because there was not even interleague play at the time.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Is there a
those
mutual?
Those are my favorite Astro teams, by the way. The Luis Pujols.
Here we go.
J.R. Richard. Terry Poole.
Oh, you're going way back in. You're going way back to the early mid-80s there.
Yes, yes.
How about the Mike Scott Astros?
That's the same era. Same era.
Cheating-ass Mike Scott? That cheater? Yes. Cheating-ass Mike Scott? Mike Scott. Did you throw a spitball? Well, I'll tell you when I write my book. When are you going to write a book? Never.
Hey,
I love that Jay knows that. That
of course he does. Super hardcore baseball. Yeah. Fan.
Well, see, that predates me even coming to Houston, so I had to get caught up on the Houston history because coming from where I was, you know, before 2001, I had to catch up quite a bit. So,
is there a mutual hatred of Bob Costas?
Oh, I loathe Bob Costas.
Why is everybody picking on Costas? I don't get it.
Because if Ambien were a sportscaster, it would be Bob Costas. So that's pretty much how that works.
Wait a minute. I hate Ron Darling.
Ron Darling.
Really?
Ron Darling.
Ron Darling went to Yale. Just ask him.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, I mean to laugh.
Ron Darling is a total zilch. When he was with the Nationals, it was stunning how bad he was. And then he goes to New York, and because he's an ex-Met, they're like, oh, isn't Ron Darling great? And it was just total homerism, blinding. It was just a blind spot for, yay, Ron Darling. He says nothing. But Jay really hates Scotty. He hates the Fox post-game set because I sent him a picture of those guys after the game, A-Rod and who else is there? Big
Poppy.
Hurt and Big Poppy.
It's Poppy. Yeah,
okay,
it's
why Poppy. Do you, Jay, why do you hate that post-game show so much?
Well, you've got two huge steroid users, and that's it.
Well, you got one. You got one in A-Rod. You won one that was never proven in Big Poppy. And then
Mitchell
I was about to say he was in the Mitchell report fairly heavily.
If you're on the Mitchell report, you cheated.
Okay. And then you've got Big Poppy, and then you got the Big Hurt who just uses Nugenics. So and pitches the shit out of it.
The second best right-handed hitter I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Frank Thomas. There's no question. Second best right-handed hitter ever. Behind Manny Ramirez,
also
was a cheater.
And the Frank Thomas...
Also a cheater.
Right. And the Frank Thomas postseason highlight reel wouldn't fill a TikTok.
Ooh.
Am I right?
It doesn't mean anything.
Let me ask
Jay,
you this, Steve. If you're gonna throw that grenade, what if Frank Thomas and the White Sox in that era had the playoff format that we have right now?
They'd be in the playoffs and probably lose in the first or second round.
Well, they are. He is still a White Sox, and as we know, they don't exactly. They only like I talk crap about them simply because of what happened in 2005, where the World Series started and was over before my coffee actually was made that day. So
yeah, they did get swept.
That was ugly.
Yeah.
All one-run games, if I remember correctly.
All right, so. Hold on a second, Jay. Just for the record, when I say that his highlights couldn't fill a TikTok, I say that without malice. I say that without blame placing. I say that as a matter of fact, that he was a great player, iconic for his period, and yet had basically no footprint in the playoffs, for whatever it's worth. I said that with no malice.
But it doesn't even need to be brought up.
Yeah, it does, because, right now is when a lot of us, like me, watch the bulk of our baseball. And so this is what matters. I think that the new format for baseball is good because there's more teams in. It is a little bit too random for my liking. My preference, boys, would be only one wild card, so it's a genuine wild card. You're the best of the rest non-division winners. And you go best of seven, World Series, best of seven. That would be fair. What would you guys prefer?
I'd go old school. Two leagues.
18 seats. Let's go.
Wow.
One team makes it. I think there's too many players.
I'm not even going to say with all due respect, because I love Jay. I love the hell out of Jay. I wouldn't even say that. But I will say the only reason that they changed this is what's happened in the last 3 or 4 years, where you had the Red Sox and you're trying to get the Red Sox and Yankees and Dodgers and the Padres and all these sort of bigger market teams. You've got to figure out a way to get them in the postseason. You got to move the needle a little bit. And that's the only reason that we have it the way we do. And it worked out almost perfectly, except for Boston's really, really bad right now. So.
Right.
But
what would you prefer?
Look, I love
Jay, Jay, your beautiful days of where the only souvenir at the baseball park would be a felt pennant.
Wow.
A felt triangular pennant on a stick. Remember that thing?
No. God, and the team hat you got, the team helmet you got after you ate your ice cream.
Yes, exactly. Or in the case of Scotty, nachos. So yeah,
nachos.
So
nachos and ice cream. I do both, depending on you know what my flavor is that day.
Or mix them. Nacho ice cream, half and half. Just swirl it all together.
Oh, God.
All right.
God,
so what would you what would you prefer, Scott?
Yes.
As
the playoff format.
Yeah, playoff format.
I am a huge fan of chaos when it comes to the playoffs. I really, really am. I think it's fascinating.
So you like the current format then? You'll take
it. We have the bit. Everybody started, you can outspend, you can buy wins, as we've heard our boys talk about all the time. There's real chaos within this, because even though most of these teams are in the top 10, they're not 1, 2, 3 that are outspending and they're already on top. I mean, the Astros are 9. Right. I think the Phillies might be favorites. But yeah,
all right.
There's
only one reason Scott's saying this, because his Astros didn't get chaos themselves. 1 year in which they win another 15 more games than the next team and they get chaos out of the first round, he'll fucking sing a different tune. I can guarantee you that.
Well, no, let me know as that happened. So
I have an inside baseball question for Scott, because right now, Scott, I am in the opening stages of what you went through 8 years ago. Because as you know, our Elias was part of your system. The Orioles right now have an abundance of young talent.
Yep.
So, but the thing with Mike Elias did, and it pissed me off, the 6 or 7 losing seasons, because he literally drove away half a fan base. And people are going, well, why is nobody going to the game? To which I always say, because they were losing for 6 or 7 years. What fun is that? So half
fair.
He killed.
Jay, I'll
ask
you this, though. But that was ours was because we had so much. Again, they were tanking. I'm not ever going to I've talked with X about this as well. The kicker with that is we went through an ownership transition. And let me ask you this, because I know that there's discussions of ownership issues with Baltimore, have been for years. Is that legitimately what you guys would actually need in order for this thing to actually go? Because you've got the right management. You've got the young talent. Is it an ownership issue? I mean, I'm asking honestly.
Oh, no, it was, because Peter Angelos, who's like 90-something, is in frail health. And they stopped spending because at one time, the Orioles were the Yankees in like the 90s. They were just spending and buying everybody. And then Peter Angelos got old, and I guess he said, stop spending. So that's where it was, in a new ownership. If we had a guy like the Mets have, Cohen, that we'd go all in for everything.
So what you guys are talking about then is, but that's what happened here in Houston, is we had an owner that got, as he got older, he got less and less inclined to spend money. And then he got a little too attached to some of the guys, which everybody knew, and overloaded the salaries. It had to be a salary dump. And that's where you saw this big purging when Mr. Crane took over. And then it's a different mindset that changed in. But
who was the previous owner in Houston?
Oh, God, don't ask me that. I can't remember off the top of my head.
But it was an old coot.
You called me flat-footed.
I know, that's fine.
He was not loved, I'll tell you this, because toward the end, it was ugly. He owned the channel, I believe, that the Astros were playing on, and it got really, really screwed in that regard as well. But yeah, not well loved. Not well
Reese Hoskins, 409-foot home run. It's now 8-5. Okay, you're looking at it right there. All right, so real quick, just to wrap up here. What was my wrap-up question on baseball? Will the new format, the new rules next year, be great, meh, or suck? No more shift, pitch clock.
Great.
Okay. Scotty?
I'm all for it. These games have gone on too long. You talk about the pace of the game, not the length of the game.
Pace.
If you tell me a batter can't get out of his box and a pitcher can't take forever to throw a ball, I'm in. All my chips in. I'll do pitch com. I'll do whatever. Just give me that, and I'm fine with it because it's brutal.
What's the update from Houston, Scott? I'm gonna let you go.
Nothing. Top of the second. The Astros got jammed up because Aaron Judge actually can make a play in the outfield every now and again in right field.
Oh, wow. Hold on. So mark the tape. A mildly complimentary thing Scott has said about Aaron Judge, who has said things about him on the text thread I wouldn't repeat here for fear of being canceled.
Yeah. We can't disclose such things in public air.
The new biracial angel, Aaron Judge.
Not quite. All right, Scotty, go ahead, hang up on us because I'm afraid I'll dump
Appreciate
you and Jay.
Good talking to you, Jay.
All right,
see
you there. Okay, there you go. You're live looking at Houston Scotty as he is hunkered down and cheering on his Astros right now.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. All right, let's move on.
Huzzah.
Let's move on, as Bryant Gumbel says on Real Sports, right?
Let's move on.
Okay, J.J. Redick had one today that I had to say, wait, what? LeBron and the Lakers got drilled last night as the Warriors raised their banner. In the game, LeBron took a moment to go half-hug Draymond Green on the court in the middle of a play because everyone knows he wants to get Draymond. Everyone knows Draymond wants out of Golden State. And it was just one of those roll-your-eyes NBA moments. But afterwards on ESPN, J.J. Redick said basically, we shouldn't talk about how bad the Lakers are going to be this year. This year should just be one big celebration of LeBron James. And you said, Jay, no lies detected. Do you agree?
Because the Lakers are horrible.
Okay, here is what J.J. Redick said. Take a listen.
I look at the Lakers season that we should treat this season as a celebration of LeBron's individual greatness, because he will at some point hopefully pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, and that should be what this season is about. Because to Wilbon's point, I agree with this. Spending all day every day talking about their deficiencies,
no,
that's not great. We know who this team is. They since they won the championship, they got in the play-in game the following season, and they didn't even make the play-in game the next season. This team has a lot of deficiencies, and this season should be about LeBron James.
Well, so in other words, suck LeBron's dick all year long. You agree with that?
Yeah, no, because I don't want it's going to be every day on First Take.
Facts right, versus volume. You're right. Hey, I'm right. Exactly. Okay.
About what the Lakers need to do, and it's going to be an everyday thing. Rob Pelinka has to be fired.
They need more shooters. Get rid of Westbrook. Right.
Yeah, and that's going to be every stinking day. Just say they're going to suck, which they do, and let's just, you know, go LeBron's going to be the leading scorer of all time, still the third best player of all time.
Oh,
so
hold on a second.
That ball might
take.
Be gone. That's gone. Nope. Oh, it is gone.
What? Way to go, Josh John. Donaldson, way to go, John Sterling.
No. Oh, no, Bader. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway. No. My hot take. Well, he's behind Kareem and
Kareem.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
That's
Kareem
my
one, take. Jordan yeah. two, LeBron.
Jordan
three.
One, Kareem two, LeBron okay. three.
There's something though that has to be said about ESPN's formula for their daytime programming. You know that their entire daytime programming is revolving around three things: the Lakers, and LeBron, the Cowboys. And
Boom.
then racial issues. That's it. LeBron, Cowboys, race. Stir,
well,
mix,
I, well,
repeat.
Racial/feminist.
Oh, really?
You got to group those two together. Yes, if I'm going to see a story in about a minute about how the women's soccer team isn't paid enough or the WNBA isn't paid enough, and they'll get Chima whatever Agukwa who says they should be paid like the men. And that's every day, too. Or they'll have Megan Rapinoe on there or whatever. So you got to slash those two.
Who was that again? They're going to get on there.
I can't take him for a I can't Gemma, say it right. Gemma, it's Gemma, Nigerian. Gemma. Whatever. Gemma, whatever.
Send your hate
Very
mail to Jay Cottrell.
Though.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Well, look, the women got paid. They won their lawsuit. They settled with the U.S. Women's National Team or the USA Soccer. So I guess they're fine for now. But, you know, they are women, Jay. They're going to loop back and find something new to be mad about. Oh, did I just say that? I'm sorry.
Did you see last week that what mascot? There's a mascot that makes $600,000.
Get out
and
of here.
Yes.
From
and the
what
mascot,
league?
I can't. It was either NBA. I think it was NBA.
Oh, mascot makes 600K.
Yes,
here it is.
The Denver Nugget.
Harry the Hawk.
No, Denver Nugget. The Denver Nugget mascot.
Yeah, the Denver Nugget like mascot, Rocky the Mountain, is the only mascot that makes more money. How is this possible? And I thought the new deal for Charles Barkley was insane.
But then every other day was, he makes more money than blank NBA star. And I was like, yeah, he performs in front of more people than the WNBA star. So, yes, he should. It's supply and demand. This is not a hard concept to grasp. Ladies,
well,
it's supply and demand.
That is true. Although I'd love to see the economics behind the guy inside the Rocky, the Denver Nugget thing, because that's a shit ton of money. I mean, the Phoenix Suns gorilla who dunks, Jay, who flies through the air in a full.
He's pretty good.
Fuck yeah, he's the best. I'm like, shit, that guy's good. In a full gorilla suit and did a 360 dunk off a trampoline. He only makes 200 grand, according to this story.
How much does the Fanatic make, I wonder?
I don't know.
Who
this
I believe
is, just,
is the GOAT.
The Fanatic is really good. The Fanatic is really good. But anyway, so Look, as far as LeBron goes, he is the de facto GM. The roster is comically misbuilt. And LeBron has got to take his share of the blame for building a shit team. And if ESPN is going to spend a third of their day talking about LeBron and the Lakers, the other third talking about the Cowboys, and the last third talking about social issues, race, and you know, feminism, then they need to at least talk about the team sucking and why they suck, who made them sucky, and if they're ever going to not suck. That has to be part of the discussion. I'm sorry, J.J. Redick, you don't just get to suck LeBron's dick all year long because he's good. You can't. I mean, you can. I won't watch.
Did you see Kendrick Perkins eviscerate Rob Pelinka?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I'm not even a Kendrick fan, but he
it was good, huh?
Cooking behind the woods.
Well, I mean, who are they supposed to get to make the team better? They got no shooting. Apparently, Anthony Davis has the lowest EFG. That's the effective field goal percentage, where they rate the likelihood of making jumpers, and he takes the worst jumpers pretty much of anybody in the NBA, even worse than Westbrook, which is not easy to do.
And there was a time I bought so much Anthony Davis stock, and I'm regretting every.
You're loaded up on it, huh?
But then again, I bought a lot of Boogie Cousins stock, and that didn't work out for me either.
Yeah,
Maybe I should stop buying stock in some of these players.
There's a lot of people that also bought a lot of Russell Wilson stock, and they're sitting on a potential bloodbath. Here's my favorite TikTok on Russell Wilson. Take a listen to this.
Hey, welcome back to tracking how long it takes Russell Wilson to throw as many touchdown passes as he has bathrooms in his house. Last night was the sixth game of the season, and he threw one touchdown pass, bringing his season total to 5 touchdown passes. Meanwhile, the amount of bathrooms at his house has remained steady at 12 bathrooms.
Jesus,
which means that he needs to throw 7 more touchdown passes in order to hit that elusive number of bathrooms in his house. I know we are all excited to see if he will hit that before the end of the season.
That is hilarious. I did see the picture of this ginormous compound he bought in Denver. The toilets versus touchdowns watch is on for Russell Wilson. Broncos country, let's ride.
We had a great discussion at work today. Who's more corny, Nick Cannon or Russell Wilson? It was a push. It was a push, but it was a lot of good points either way.
Man, that is something like right there.
People don't like Russell Wilson.
I know. And I said it's hard for me to believe that he now sucks at football somehow, because I didn't think he sucked at football as short as, 3 years ago when they were screaming Russell Wilson for MVP, let Russell Wilson cook, right?
Let Russ cook.
And now he cooks, and all he cooks is NyQuil chicken, and it's disgusting, and nobody wants it. I get it. But they're showing on ESPN all the wide-open receivers he's just not seeing. Like, they're in front of his face. He's not seeing them somehow. You would almost think that he has been bought by the mob to tank games because he owes $1 billion in outstanding debt, and that's the only way he can repay him, or else he's going to murder his children, because that's how bad it is when it comes to staring at guys wide open and not pulling the trigger.
Now, I'm going to lead into what you texted also. Could it be the shitty coach that he has?
Nathaniel Hackett is a moron. A certified, genuine, bona fide coaching moron. And he was considered this great prize they grabbed to try to go get Aaron Rodgers. The Rodgers whisperer. That would bring Rodgers to Denver because he'd want to play for Hackett. Hackett is one of these coaches that I think, Jay, is going to be one of the all-time disaster coaches in sports history. And I was trying to think of ones who are not NFL head coaches, but it's kind of harder to be a disaster in the NBA or in baseball because there's more chances to at least not totally suck. The NFL is so high pressure, so high visibility. And so here
I've got a list.
Okay, well, good. Thank you. You did your homework. Very good. I've got a couple. I'll throw mine out first, and then you can throw yours out. You ready?
Okay.
All-time disaster coaches, Jim Zorn.
Oh, God.
All right, you say, I'll see your Jim Zorn, and I'll raise you a...
Steve Spurrier.
Yes. I will see her. Well played, sir. I will see her, Steve Spurrier, and I will raise you a Greg Schiano, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'll see your Greg Schiano, and I'll raise you with Cal Ripken Sr. 0-21.
Fire. Oh, boom. That's right. Why did they hire him? Because he was named Ripken, right?
He was the next in line after Altobelli.
Okay.
He'd been in the he literally had, he's a lifer, and it was kind of the right thing to do. But God, that team was, speaking of constructed, they were constructed shittily. So
right,
I felt bad for him.
Okay, I will see your Cal Ripken Senior, and I will raise you a Chip Kelly with the Eagles.
That's a great one. Well, I'll see the Chip Kelly, and I'll raise you Lane Kiffin.
Oh, Lane Kiffin. Wait, which one? The first
Lane Kiffin, Raider Lane Kiffin.
Raider Lane Kiffin. How about USC Lane Kiffin? How about USC Tennessee Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin? Two or three. Well, Lane Kiffin USC had like two good seasons, and then it went to shit. He was five and 16 with the Raiders. So
all right.
I'll take that one.
All right. I will see your Lane Kiffin. I will raise you a Matt Doherty, North Carolina basketball.
Ooh. Sealed his fate when he got rid of Dean's office.
You dummy.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I will see your Matt Doherty and raise you with David Shula from the Bengals.
He was the worst. Total disaster, only because Daddy was a legend and I got into the business. Good thing David Shula had steakhouses to go back to run when he was done, right?
Pretty good, by the way, too.
I really like, they are excellent. To me, Shula's and Fleming's are two of the better not Palm
Texas
and not
Roadhouse. Not Texas Roadhouse.
No, that's a lower level, but these are in the mid level. So the top two are the Palm and what's the other one? The rival to the Palm.
Oh, shit.
Oh, why can't I can't think tonight. I'll think of it. But, yeah, there's basically two that sit atop. Ruth's Chris. There's the Palm. Morton's. The Palm and Morton's.
Also, well, I'm more a Palm fan.
Okay.
But Morton's is great. Yes.
Well, I'm a fan of the Palm because the Palm and Tyson's Corner with Eric Peterson, their GM, hosts us every Tuesday for our power lunch right here on the Zabecast. So thank you very much for that. Let's see. Do you have any more coaches? I'm out. I'm tapped on disaster coaches.
I was thinking of this, and I remembered just because he gave one of the greatest sound bites ever, but the team was shitty. Rick Pitino with the Celtics.
Oh, right. And his sound
Larry
bite
Bird
was
walking through that door.
Right.
Kevin McHale ain't walking through that door. Rick... And if they did, they'd be really old.
Rick Pitino's excuse for not being good was that he thought they were going to get who again in the draft?
Tim Duncan.
Really?
I thought it was Tim Duncan who they thought the Celtics were going to get.
I thought it was somebody later than that.
Let me Google, but I'm almost positive. Let me see. Tim Duncan, Celtics. Because either he was a...
He was hired in 97.
Now, yep, 97 draft. Yep. What if the Celtics nabbed Tim Duncan? Yep.
No shit. So he was like, all right, sweet. We're going to get Tim Duncan. The league is going to put the fix in for us. Next thing you know,
like Patrick Ewing. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right. I'm Rick Pitino. I'm one of the hot names in coaching right now. And they didn't get it.
No.
All right. So with that said, we're here for a good time, not a long time. It is time to go ahead and get ready to put a wrap on it today.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
ESPN for their college football final show.
Oh.
You know what time this fucking show comes on?
1 a.m.?
You could stay up till 2 o'clock on a set or Sunday morning and watch this show. Why don't you put it on at midnight?
Okay.
What the hell is that about?
Jay.
And I want to see highlights.
Jay, the games don't end until 1 o'clock East Coast time.
Nobody cares about the whack and all that shit.
I did not put a quarter in your jukebox for Utah beating your Trojans. Quick thoughts?
The ref screwed us.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll soak on that for a week. I can guarantee you there's an avalanche of email coming after that, but that's fine. Okay, so you want college football final an hour earlier because it's too late. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of recording on a DVR to watch the next day? And I believe they re-rack it on ESPN2 in the morning. I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me. Do you like the show itself, though?
It's one of my favorite watches. But you know, this Saturday I was like, well, let me see what I missed, and I looked at my. It's at 2:30. I'm like, I'm not fucking waiting up till 2:30.
Okay.
No way.
All right.
Should be on at midnight.
And you're okay with Matthew Berry, and who else is on that show now? Joey Galloway? No, Galloway
Joey,
does.
Joey Galloway.
Oh, he does.
And,
okay.
And what's the quarterback? From Florida.
Oh,
he's still on there too.
Okay. All right, so
yeah, you know what I'm talking about, yeah.
To ESPN, put it on an hour earlier. Jay's got his beauty rest to make up.
That's right. Fuck you guys. So put it on at 3:30 in the morning. Ooh, I've got some news for you.
Ooh. Ooh. I really hate your ass right now. All right, so I'm trying to dial it up right now because I just feel like I can't let this go. Look for the personnel in that so we can finish it off. My FTG goes to... the highlight that embodies what many of us can't stand about the NBA, it was James Harden against Marcus Smart last night. Marcus Smart does a nuclear flop where he literally launches himself backwards, Jay, where his left foot on the lightest of contact with Harden's arm sends him all the way down, sliding on his back to where he is sitting on the inside rebounding position, left of the lane. I kid you not, I watched the replay 6 times. I'm like, holy shit, he launched himself that far back. Harden wide open, does a shimmy shake, waits an extra beat, and then promptly throws up an air ball. Come on, NBA. Fucking flopping. They were supposed to be fining guys that flop and suspending guys that flop.
That's what I'm going to say next.
This was the most nuclear flop ever. Holy shit. All right, do we have who's on college football final or no?
I'm looking. I'm trying to look. And got Jesse Palmer.
Woo! There you go. The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer. Jesse Palmer, Joey Galloway, and Matt Berry, right?
Yep, that's it.
That's a handsome crew. Be better if it was at midnight, not one, but we'll work on that. Jay, as always, my friend, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
it's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.